This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dan Wiederer, Bears beat reporter.
You're going to be relying on a lot of young players, guys that have to materialize into who they thought they were.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
On-air contributor for 670 The Score.
We'll mention this mainly because Chicago Tribune writer Dan Wiederer said we would mention this.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Dan Wiederer.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go first to Dan Wiederer.
On 670 The Score.
Weedsy. That's who he is. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Rohde, filling in for Layla Rahimi. Layla's is off this week, but we are happy to bring in my partner on the Take the North podcast. He is also a fresh, brand new beat writer for The Athletic. He's Dan Wiederer. He joins us on The Score. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Fellas, it is week zero. I could not be better. Week zero is a great time as we cross the bridge into the regular season.
It is on.
Week zero in the NFL, very different from week zero in college where there is actual football to be played. But week zero, big because roster construction is a thing. And week zero, a lot of roster construction, makeover, renovations. I'm just curious, Dan, as to how you see this Bears roster coming together. And when I ask that, how many people will be on this roster in a day from now that aren't even on the roster now? We're not a day from now, but this week, I should say.
Yeah, I don't think they're in a position like they were several years ago where they were really, really active on the waiver wire. I think the roster's in a better place. They are not as high up in the waiver claiming system as they were a few years ago. So I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of outside help coming in the building. I always remind people at this time of year that the expanded practice squads have made roster cut down time a little less stressful for everyone. That's people upstairs. That's the players that are involved in it. You get to keep 16 guys on your practice squad. And I think when I got in the league in 2011, it was 8. So you've got double the number of bodies that allow you to cushion some of the blow for some of these guys to get cut. But I think it's going to be really interesting here at the back end of the receiving core, at the back end of the offensive line group. I think there's an interesting discussion to be had at the defensive tackle position as well. And so those are things that they're going to sort through here and obviously in the next 24 hours and have themselves a 53-man ready to go for this next set of practices.
What is the interesting conversation about the defensive line?
Well, look, like, you know who your starters are. You've got Grady Jarrett and Jervon Dexter. You look at the interior there. You've seen some really good things from Chris Williams. You've got, I think, Grody, really comes down to, do you want to keep Zach Pickens and continue to develop him, or do you want to keep Andrew Billings? I really think that that's where that discussion kind of goes at this stage. And the Bears are going to have to make that decision on the fly here, and they're going to have some long, hard conversation about what short-term answers and long-term vision looks like. And that's going to be one that I think is a challenge for Ben and Ryan in collaboration to get to the end of that decision.
Dan, maybe I misheard you, but you said Andrew Billings.
Yeah,
are you saying Andrew Billings' roster spot is in jeopardy?
I wouldn't be stunned just because, look, like you've got a day two draft pick in Shamar Turner who's going to have a roster spot. You have Dexter. You have Grady Jarrett. They really believe in Chris Williams, and so I really do think it's a question on whether Billings is the ideal fit for Dennis Allen, and if not, do you try to continue to see through the development of Zach Pickens, which to this point has been disappointing. That's one of those ones that I think is probably ear-catching and eye-opening,
yeah.
And we'll see how they get to the end of that discussion.
So that's more about scheme and Dennis Allen than anything else.
No question.
Okay.
No question. And it's about, you know, it's about age and about where you want to. Andrew Billings is 30 years old and in year nine. And you know, you're just trying to figure out what your long-term future looks like as well.
I got to be honest. That's a little bit surprising, but you lay it out well. I'd still be a little surprised if Billings goes, but who knows?
Grody, the hard part of that is, you know, Shamar Turner, who you drafted obviously to be an interior guy to help you out, hasn't practiced really at all and hasn't played a lot because he had dealt with that ankle injury from early in camp. And so that's where, as a coaching staff, I think you probably lean on what you know more than what you don't know.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that's all part of the calculus that they have to sift through.
And, you know, you brought up Chris Williams's name, and like, he's not a star, but look, his name has been called steadily last year. So I do like Chris Williams as a player. Just a little surprised to hear that about Billings. Dan, what did you conclude, or maybe that's a bad word to use, what did you take away from the Bears' third and final preseason game?
Yeah, you and I talked about it on Take the North After Dark late Friday night.
I suggest people listen to our After Dark episode, because Dan was in his dungeon and I was in my place getting ready to watch The Office.
and Grody, it was interesting because what you had was this contrast between the exhilaration of how that game ended and what Tyson Bagent did to put some feel good on the end of that football game. And then immediately you see Ben Johnson at the lectern in his post-game news conference, very agitated and very annoyed at how the offense started and very annoyed at the types of errors that derailed them early on in that football game. And so I think this is an issue here. And it's an issue because that wasn't just a one-off. It's consistent with what we've seen over a month plus of training camp at this point. And so the head coach, I think, is really pushing to get some of this operational stuff figured out so that the first play of the game isn't a fumble and the second play or the second attempted play isn't a false start, and all of a sudden, before you've had a chance to do anything that you want to do, you're facing second and 19. You know, and you can't have drives derailed like the second possession was, where you turn second and short into third and long because you take a sack because you didn't have the clock in your head telling you either get rid of the ball or get out of this pocket and go try to create. And so all those things have to be ironed out, because the margin for error will be less when they go play the Vikings in week one. And obviously the criticism will be amplified if the Bears have those types of mistakes in a game that really matters.
He is Dan Weeder. He joins us here on Raheemian Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. He's the senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. I'm going to pose something I posed to Grody, and I just want your take on it, Dan. The Bears' offense. I've got more faith in them getting where they need to be than the Bears' defense, because I believe that they've invested so much with personnel, and obviously Ben Johnson is the play caller he is. Meanwhile, Dennis Allen, great play caller, but I don't know that I believe in the personnel the way I do in the offense. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, this may require me to ask you a question so I can get my brain wrapped around the
Marshall
premise.
Marshall loves questions. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I do.
Because I believe that the defense is further ahead,
yes,
where they're starting right now. And so the offense, you know, is at a point where they need to catch up to the defense, and it's going to be hard to do. I do think that obviously you went out and you made Ben Johnson your target for a reason, because you believed in him to awaken your offense. You believed in him to develop your quarterback. You believed in him to have the adaptability to change on the fly when things that he wants to do aren't quite syncing up with the players he has to work with. And so, look, like this is a huge investment that the Bears made in Ben Johnson to take them to that next level. I just think that the defense is starting at a place of you know, competence that gives you confidence, right? Like you understand that they've got a lot of pieces in place and a lot of, you know, kind of momentum going into the regular season that the offense doesn't have. And so I don't know if I dodged your question there, if I helped give you a little bit more clarity.
I think the point I made to Grody was just talking about the challenges ahead. I think with Ben Johnson, his frustration comes right now from the offense, from a standard operating procedure. Can you just get to the line and do what you're supposed to do, and then we can do what I want to do? But that's where they're having issues right now. Once that gets cleaned up, and if it doesn't, well, then we got bigger fish to fry. Then he's going to be in a great position to do whatever he wants, because he's Ben Johnson. He's the boy genius, right? Whereas I don't know that Dennis Allen has the parts to be able to do what he wants to do against elite quarterbacks. And they got a lot of those on the schedule, hence what we saw against Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, so I like this premise, because I do think that you have some questions to answer defensively on who is going to be capable of consistently creating that pressure and disruption on the quarterback in a way that takes some pressure off of the defensive backs, who are going to be asked to do a lot with the volume of man coverage that Dennis likes to play, with the press man that they want to implement and use heavily. You need people to get after the quarterback, right? You can't have plays like we saw on Friday night where Mahomes slips out of some pressure and then extends a play for 6 or 7 seconds and then just does the Mahomes thing, right? And I know you rattled off some of the quarterbacks that are on the Bears schedule this year. It's not easy, right? Like to get those guys frazzled and disrupted. Week one, you might have that chance with a kid making his first start in J.J. McCarthy. You're not going to have the same luxury against Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers, you know, go down the list, Jaden Daniels, all those guys that have kind of, established themselves at this point. So that pass rush is a big deal. And you know, they paid Montez Sweat a lot of money. They paid Dio Odengbo a pretty good sum here to go be constant disruptors. And Dennis Allen's got to figure out how he can, you know, position them to cause that disruption, and that's, I think, going to be the biggest piece and the biggest challenge for him going into
this episode. Is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour on The Score being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. Today, talking to Dan Weeder of The Athletic and the Take the North podcast here on the Raheem and Harris Show. I'm Mark Grody, filling in for Layla today. Dan, it's on the surface what I'm about to ask you, which came via texter, is going to sound funny and ridiculous, and there's going to be people that are just going to roll their eyes. But had a texter ask, at what point would Ben Johnson bench Caleb Williams for Tyson Bagent if it's not looking good? And right now, Marshall Harris is rolling his eyes. I'm only asking you this question not to stir things up, because I'm all about Caleb. But is Caleb just going to be allowed to play through it this year, no matter what happens, as if it's his second rookie year?
I think we could do 4 hours on Friday on this very topic.
Well, then we will. Then we will. Write that down, Robbie. Okay.
Agent good. Talk.
Yeah, there you go.
I honestly think it's layered. I honestly think it's meaningful. Like, I'll tell you this. Like, it's way, way, way too early to start having this conversation. But it is also foolish to be scared of this conversation because I think it's an important question to ask. At how long does Ben Johnson have his patience levels calibrated, right? And what are the target goals for 2025 as it relates to the team at large and where they want to go here with a head coach that said we can win and win now and with a quarterback who you need to try to make this right with. Like, you need to try to make this work with Caleb Williams. So that's where, like, Ben's whole balance between patience and urgency is going to be really fascinating to monitor, right? And again, it's too early. They haven't played a single regular season game. It's probably a good conversation to revisit at the bye week and then revisit when we get into November at what the progress of the offense looks like. But I don't think this head coach is just going to sit around on his hands and go, oh, you know, like, we're just going to give Caleb forever to meet and reach the checkpoints that we've set out for him. And so, like, because you now have a QB2 that everyone in the building believes in and who continues to show significant progress from where he was 2+ years ago when he walked in this building to now, that conversation isn't one that Chicago should be scared of. You should feel great about the things that Tyson Bagent has done to put himself in position to be a guy that can either fill in case of emergency or be an answer for you if you need, you know, a temporary switch of lanes here as you go forward.
All right, before we get you out of here, Dan, I got to ask you this. Clearly they are comfortable with their running back room. Should they be comfortable with their running back room, the Bears?
The injuries have created more difficulty with this than you'd like. We haven't seen Roschon Johnson since that, you know, renowned battle practice that they had a couple weeks ago before they went in to play the Dolphins. We've got Travis Homer banged up. Kyle Manunga's been hurt a little bit. Listen, like, there's another conversation to be had here about the things that the Bears didn't draft in April, and it starts in round one with losing out on Kelvin Banks by one pick, and then in round two, losing out on Trevian Henderson by one pick. And I think that if you had those two guys in this building right now, which would obviously subtract Loveland and Burden from the equation, you'd feel a lot better about this football team going into the regular season than you do. But they're going to have to adjust with that, and they're going to have to figure out what makes sense in that running back's room and what that combination looks like. I do feel better after Friday night seeing what Swift put out there, and I want to ask Declan Doyle today about what he saw in that regard, because I think Swift is very much positioned for a breakthrough year.
Before we let you go, Dan, I'm just going to fire off a few text messages leading up to a question specifically about you. I thought all these texts were pretty good. The one text, remember previous number one, Bryce Young, got benched and came back strong. That's from Patrick in Gage Park. Good call. Caleb deserves 2 years of Ben Johnson's coaching ability. Not bad. Bears versus Vikings. Start Bajan, says a texter.
That's all caps, by the way.
Bold letters, yes. And then finally, this is for you. It says, Weedsy, with all the, the text just moved. Weedsy, with the all-white cap, all-white headphones, in a stark colorless environment, is this a 2025 A Space Oddity? LOL. We don't happen to be, I don't have the Twitch up right now, so I don't see you right now, but what's going on over there?
Here we go. So text 1 and 2, A+ text. You can give those texters A+.
Good.
Text 3, that's an F. We're not starting Bajan against the Vikings.
No, we're not
ridiculous.
Doing that.
Let's throw that out the equation. Yeah. Text 4, it's the lighting in here. I've got a gray cap on that's showing up white on the Twitch stream. I do have the all-white headphones, which is a new addition for our I'm in House Hall already, Grody, because I've got something.
He's in
the
cubicle. That's
I got to take care of.
It's a cubicle background, Grody.
Oh, you're in a cubicle? You know, you can't see. You're not in front of the trophy? The 85 trophy?
We're here in the media room. We do the real hard work.
He's working, Grody.
Oh, yeah, that's
working.
Right. That's right. Just because I don't go to Halas Hall anymore.
If I get closer, you know, it's a little Chicago themed Travis Matthew gray hat there. But
I can see it now. I can see it now.
Yeah, there you go. That's the answer to that one. Let's not let that Bajan should start train get too far out of the station. But also let's not be afraid of the conversation that we just started to have.
Because Can't wait.
We got 4 hours Friday to keep going.
Let's do it. Get out of here, Weedsy. Go get to work and then write cool stuff in The Athletic. We'll talk to you later, man.
See you, fellas.
Yep. Thanks, Dan.
Dan Weeder of The Athletic and the Take the North podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.